what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-391-3274. 1-800-391-3274.
Your America, the way it ought to be. Real Liberals Off Radio, Sirius Left 146.
AP Radio News. I'm Nancy Lyons. Autopsies are being conducted today on three children whose decomposing bodies were found yesterday inside the washer and dryer of their apartment in East St. Louis, Illinois. The body of their pregnant mother, Jamila Tunstall, was found in a field last week with the fetus removed. AP's Jim Sir has the latest.
Authorities had been in the apartment a day or two earlier, specifically looking for photographs of the children that they could give to media outlets as the search for the children was pressing on. At the time during that visit, there was nothing apparent that would lead authorities to, as the deputy coroner said, to look in the washer and dryer.
24-year-old Tiffany Hall, a friend of the dead mother, is being held in connection with the case. She's already been charged in the killing of Tunstall and her fetus. High winds and heavy rain are being blamed for at least 9 deaths in the Midwest and the South. 8 of those deaths were in Kentucky. Kentucky State Police Dispatcher Gail Pruitt says emergency workers there have been kept busy.
They've just been assisting with rescues, evacuations, people's cars that have been stranded.
More stormy weather is in the forecast today. Authorities are urging people to stay off the roads. The nation's spy agencies do not think the Iraq war has reduced the threat of terrorism. In fact, they conclude the war has contributed to an increased threat. The assessment comes in a report representing a consensus view of the 16 spy services inside the government. Former President Bill Clinton is defending his record on fighting terrorism. He appeared on Fox News Sunday and was angered when host Chris Wallace asked him why he hadn't put Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda out of business.
I tried and I failed to get bin Laden. I regret it, but I did try. And I did everything I thought I responsibly could.
World leaders are expressing skepticism over yesterday's French report that bin Laden died last month from typhoid. French President Jacques Chirac says the report is, quote, in no way whatsoever confirmed. This is AP Radio News. Funerals have been held in Indonesia for three Christians who were executed last week. They were convicted of attacking Muslims during a four-year holy war. Indonesia's foreign minister is defending the executions, as we hear from correspondent Pam Puso.
Indonesia's foreign minister says his country enforced the law when it executed three Christian militants. Speaking at the United Nations, he said religion had nothing to do with it. The three men were accused of leading a Christian militia that launched a series of attacks in 2000 that left at least 70 people dead. The Vatican has expressed great regret over the executions, and the action has sparked rioting by Christians in the world's most populous Muslim country. Pam Puso, New York.
It was a solemn celebration yesterday at George Washington's Mount Vernon Estate and Gardens as more than 200 people turned out for a wreath-laying ceremony and to pay tribute to slaves. The Virginia gathering was to honor those who worked the land. I'm Nancy Lyons, AP Radio News.
Thank you for calling Gateway. How can I assist you today?
I need computers for my new business.
Oh, no problem. Let's discuss your immediate needs and where you want to go in the future.
It's that easy?
It's that easy. Let's get started.
Okay, great. Let me tell you what I'm looking for.
As a small business owner, you have a lot of concerns. We don't want your technology to be one of them. See what our small business productivity tools, like ultra-reliable servers, powerful desktops, and the innovative M285 convertible notebook with Intel Centrino dual mobile technology, can do for your business. As technology consultants, we can help address your challenges with expert advice and personalized solutions. Now, with the purchase of a new Gateway PC like the M285 convertible notebook with Intel Centrino Duo mobile technology, we'll even throw in 30 free minutes of Answers by Gateway, where industry experts are available to answer all of your questions. Call 1-800-GATEWAY or visit gateway.com to find out how we can help your business succeed.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, phishing attacks, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the right way to stop them is
with Barracuda Network's spam, spyware, and IM firewalls. Barracuda Network's firewalls protect against all these threats, plus provide content filtering, IM policy management, spyware removal, and complete email security.
Plus, they're affordable and easy to use.
So whether it's spam, dangerous viruses, adware, or spyware, Barracuda Networks can ensure your business's privacy
and safety. Tell your boss or IT administrator today that you know how to stop spyware, spam, viruses, malicious traffic, even detect and remove infections already on your network by calling Barracuda Networks at 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, and ask for your free trial. Barracuda Networks spam, spyware, and IM firewalls are used by over 30,000 companies and leading universities around the world. So choose a firewall that won Network Computing Magazine's Editor's Choice for 2 years running. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to BarracudaNetworks.com.
Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146, presents Lynn Samuels.
Once I built a railroad, build a tower to the sun, brick and rivet in light. Once I build a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? In khaki suits, gee, we look swell. Full of that Yankee to dulled it down. Half a million boots went slugging through hell. I was a kid with a drum.
to know how much I like that song? I'll tell you. I sing along to it, but I don't turn my mic off on so that only I hear it. That's how much I love George Michael singing that really, 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 really old song. Is I don't want to ruin it for everybody by me singing. Watch, now people are going to get emails saying, well, then why don't you turn it off when you sing to everything else? Because George Michael is so special. He's so special. Oh, by the way, Happy New Year. To anybody who knows what that... Dave Gorab knew it was New Year's. It's Jewish New Year's tonight. Alex didn't know, did he? I don't think Alex knew. If your mother's dead, you don't know, because your mother reminds you. You know, if you're a totally non-observant Jew, right, then your mother has to tell you. Everybody, not that he needs it, but you have to go to drudgereport.com. Right now. You do. Even you. Even you with that face in there. You have to go and look at this picture of Barbara Streisand and say to yourself, what is wrong with her? What is wrong? Now, this woman is my age, okay? 64. Me and her and Martha, we're all the same age. And I never noticed this before, but Barbara Streisand has pretty big breasts. I don't know why. Whoever thought about Barbara Streisand's breasts? I certainly never did. But she's got humongous breasts. And there is a picture of her in a, what is that, like spaghetti straps? I don't even know what you call anything anymore. I mean, this is a kind of style that I didn't wear when I was 20. You know, it's like a gown. It's a plain black scoop neck gown with little skinny straps. And she does seem to have some kind of a wrap. You know, because I don't know, is she in such shape that her arm, the upper arm fat isn't flapping around? But it's, she is not wearing a brassiere! And her tits are hanging down to like her waist! Now, she is a person who is into possessions, right? We all, you know, she buys stuff, you know, she was just shopping in Maine. It was, you know, she loves flea markets and stuff. Has she, like, neglected to buy a mirror in all these years? I used to have this theory about people walking around New York in the summer, and I called them the people without mirrors. I believe there were just people who didn't even own a mirror because you couldn't have left the house looking like that. But you know what it is? This is why people become anorexic, because people have totally distorted body images. People literally do not know what they look like. You know, there are the anorexics from everything I've read. They become anorexic because to them, they look fit. To themselves, they look fat. They don't look in a mirror and see this skeletal body that we see. And equally, I think there may be some fat people that have no concept of how fat they are. And there may be 64-year-old women who have all the money in the world to wear anything that would walk out of there. How could she have done that? Now, I have not worn a bra since 1960 myself. But I wear t-shirts. I wear cotton tops. You know, you can practically see through this to be, oh my God, merciful heavens, somebody, wasn't her husband home? Wasn't he home? to say, Barbara, oh my God. Or was he afraid? Honey, do my titties look terrible in this dress? Yes! Mike, I mean, I'm not for wearing bras, but I would never wear a dress like that. Jesus! And of course, she's right next to a picture of Sandra Oh, who weighs about a pound and a half. I don't think they have any catering on Grey's Anatomy. You know, every TV show, they're supposed to be... They really, they're all too thin. If you look at them, Sandra Oh, when we all fell in love with her, because she was the only bright spot in that movie, in Sideways. Oh, God, now she turns sideways. You don't even see Sandra Oh if she's sideways. She was not this thin. They're all too thin. They really, Ellen Pompeo, whatever her name is, the Catherine Hake, they're all way too thin. So what beat one? What are these ratings yesterday? It was like a big, oh, I don't know if this is correct or this is incorrect, because it's in the weekly TV guide that comes with our Sunday daily news. I could not watch Jericho, which is about some little town in Kansas or something, I think. And they're like the only town left. All of America is nuked. And they're the only ones left. It sounds very interesting to me. And I couldn't watch it Wednesday because it's on at 8 o'clock and I won't miss Michael Savage. But supposedly it's on Saturday at 8 again. And I'm sure my mother already knows. Ghost Whisperer is back brand new. Tonight at 8, Jennifer Love Hewitt, who has a boyfriend. She's so happy. Where did I see the picture of her with no makeup? TMZ. Check out TMZ.com if you're into, like, totally meaningless, idiotic show business stories. It's a fabulous website. They're the website that broke the Mel Gibson story originally. And they really, they actually break news over at TMZ. So what happened yesterday? Now, I said they moved Grey's Anatomy from Sunday night, where I never got to watch it, to Thursday night, opposite CSI. And I said, oh, God, what a mistake that is. Because, you know, CSI seems so invulnerable. But apparently, there's like too many things. I mean, you know, you can see all the CSIs you want. What are there, three of them? There's CSI, then there's CSI Miami, and CSI New York. So, maybe they're spread too thin. Because I was worried about Grey's Anatomy, and it beat CSI 25 share to a 22 share. It's not bad. I never thought that would happen. I absolutely never thought that would happen. I didn't. I was, I was on the phone with somebody for half of Grey's Anatomy. I'm just so upset that that guy died. The guy getting a heart transplant that Izzy was in love with. It. I like Grey's Anatomy, but I can't pay enough attention to really follow it. You know, because I don't know, did she fall in love? Did she know him before? Or did she only fall in love with him after he became, you know, it's really a soap opera because there are about 52,000 storylines. And Shark was wonderful. The James Wood show, it was just wonderful. He's wonderful. You can't go wrong with James Woods. And I don't even know how ER, I try to jump back to ER. I see that Abby didn't die and Kovac didn't die. But I don't know whether the baby died. Because everybody was just crying. But I could, and see, they got ER already. Got too melodramatic for me. When, what's her name, when the one with the kid with the asthma, when her husband kidnapped them last, they lost me, because it's like just too outrageous. It's just too not real. whereas, you know, everything else seems so real. Although I did see the biggest bloody moment on ER last night, because Abby has the baby. They give her a cesarean while she's wide awake. I have no idea why. And then afterwards, they pick up, I don't know what, the afterbirth or a big old blood clot. They just pick up this big, bloody blob, and they plop it into like a pan. So that was like the moment you watch ER for anyway. You know, that's the moment you watch CSI for. Just like a big bloody blob. All right, so that's that. And now I'm going, there's not a movie I want to see. This is the second week in a row. You know, there are all these movies where you're going, eh, maybe. Black Dahlia, which I didn't go see last week. What's the one that opened? Oh, All the King's Men. But I saw the original one. I think that's enough. The original All the King's Men. I, oddly enough, love Sean. I'm one of these people. I love Sean Penn's politics. And I know what a great actor he is, but I don't much like watching him in movies. I'm not a, I know he's a great actor, but he doesn't do a thing for me in a movie. So I don't really want to see that. The Black Dahlia, Jesus Camp. Nothing gets me excited. None of these movies. You know the movie that got the best reviews of everything opening this week is that Jet Li movie. And I'm certainly not going to go see that. And then I realized The Departed, the new Martin Scorsese movie with all the cute guys. With Matt Damon and Leonardo DiCaprio and Mark Wahlberg and Crazy Jack Nicholson. That's the movie. That movie, they can tell me, is the worst movie ever made. That one I'll go see, but that's 2 weeks. Do you realize it's going to be October? And do you realize that for some bizarre reason, the first day of fall is tomorrow? Why is it the 23rd? I thought it was the 21st. But it's the 23rd, 3 minutes after midnight, it becomes fall. And it's the first day of the Jewish New Year. What does that mean? Is there like a meaning to that? I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. Oh, God. Once, you know, you just can't take your eyes off this picture of Barbara Streisand without a bra. It's like that theory when people are driving down the highway and they see an accident and everybody slows down. I just can't even, like, check another website. The whole world could have come to an end. And I'd still be sitting here looking at, you know, Barbara Streisand with her hanging boobies. Oh, my God. So did you hear that Bill O'Reilly claims that the FBI called him or whatever and said that he was on the Al-Qaeda hit list? Maybe they mixed up Al-Qaeda with, like, MoveOn.org or some, or Air America, or me, if I had a hit list. Now, I'll tell you something funny. Remember I told you a couple of weeks ago, this is funny only in that I didn't even remember this, that this friend of mine, who never actually did give me the, he was going to give me a copy of the letter, he was trying to take out workman's comp insurance, I guess to add to whatever we get, because we get everything here. But, you know, seeing as how there's a married guy with kids and everything, he wanted workman's compensation insurance. And he got a letter from his insurance company saying that they would not insure him because he was within two blocks of a terror target. And the terror target that they named was Fox News. Now, I can believe that Fox News might be considered by an insurance company to be a terror target. But why in God's name would Bill O'Reilly, you know, Bill O'Reilly, these men are insane. Something has to be done about men. Something has to be done about men. Because so many of them, there is something about their egos. There is something about the male ego that just makes them lose all rationality. I heard like a beep. Oh my God, maybe I'm hearing things. It's just a passing beep. But it just makes men, they're crazy. They get into pissing contests with each other. They make, oh, I'm a terror target. Bill, please. You know, you're a fucking asshole on cable television. You think Al-Qaeda. You're sitting in a cave in Afghanistan. You want to destroy Western civilization. Why would you cross their minds? But he believes it. I'm sure he believes it. That he's on a list. And Radar Magazine checked with even other people at Fox saying, what are they, is he crazy? Because Fox has been told it's a terror target. That I would believe, but Bill O'Reilly, oh yeah, oh the Al-Qaeda, that's why he has so many viewers. He's the top-rated cable show in America. And he must also be the top-rated cable show in the caves of Afghanistan. Do you know the war is getting worse and worse in Afghanistan? Every day. But nobody knows it because you'll never hear about it on the news here. You'll never hear anything on the news here. And, oh, wow. A report, a UN report, two reports in 2 days. More Iraqis are getting killed every day than ever before. Not, just the sectarian, this non-civil war that they're having. And here's the best one. The torture in Iraq now, because the Sunnis are torturing the Shiites are torturing the Sunnis, all of that. Guess what? Worse than when Saddam Hussein was there, the torture. Because then you only had the sodomites torturing the majority, right? Now there's everybody's torturing everybody. So there is more death and more torture going on now than when Saddam Hussein was there. Tell them they're better off. Tell the people that live in Iraq today, if you take Garrett's brilliant theory, that in 30 years it'll be better. Well, why should these people suffer now? Tell the people living there now. Oh, you shouldn't care that your kid is dead. You shouldn't care that your arm just got chopped off. Don't worry about it. In 30 years it'll be fine. Oh, all right. People are kind of interested in what's going on while they're alive. You know, they're kind of interested. You know, you can't even see your arms chopped off because you have no electricity. You can't even rinse it off because there's no water. So they're very happy. Those people, they're just thrilled to death. Everything is worse. And if you look at my headline story at LynnSamuels.com, our army is falling apart. Falling apart. This is a very long story, from the New York Times. The army is falling apart. So Bush, there's nothing he has not ruined. Except Lynn Samuels, Serious Left, 146.
Real liberal talk radio. This is Serious Left 146.
This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard Lynn Samuels? Catch her weekdays at 1 p.m. East, 10 a.m. West. Then stick around for Straight Talk from the Heartland with Big Eddie, Ed Schultz at 3 East, noon West. This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-499-0737.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-499-0737. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-499-0737. That's 800-499-0737.
Start your day the liberal way with Bill Press.
Okay, here's the latest. We got to support the war in Iraq, says George Bush, because it's part of the war on terror. Get out of here. The war in Iraq has nothing to do with the war on terror. In fact, Iraq is a huge distraction from the war on terror because it takes resources away from the true enemy, which is Al-Qaeda. So don't believe George W. Bush. Believe me.
The Bill Press Show, 6 a.m. East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146. Ed Schultz, right after Lynn Samuels, 3 p.m. East, noon out West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
All right. Now, here. Stations pulled Democratic ad for using inappropriate quotes from a Republican senator. The Democratic senatorial candidate, this is from Raw Story, so, you take it with like a grain of salt. They said they were appalled that, I can't believe this. They used Senator Conrad Burns, okay? This is against him. It's a Democratic ad. He is a Republican senator, so they're trying to make him look like the moron he is. And one station pulled the ad after one viewing. The station manager told Congressional Quarterly that he was absolutely appalled that someone had found the ad to be appropriate for television. The ad included statements made by Burns, including the phrase, piss poor. Why would that appall anybody? Piss poor. And the senators claimed that a firefighter hadn't done a goddamn thing during a now infamous July encounter at a Montana airport. They consider the language inappropriate. Was it inappropriate? I mean, it was inappropriate that he said it. He did. Senator Burns in Montana insulted all the firemen. You know, put out those huge forest fires. He insulted. He got into some arguments. So they consider the language inappropriate. I can't believe this. Conrad Burns said they had done a piss poor job. And then he said that the firemen hadn't done a goddamn thing. And apparently people in Montana have never heard the word goddamned or piss poor. So they had to take it off. First of all, how many people are you in Montana? Is anybody listening in Montana? The both of you? There's no people in Montana. So now you tell me what's really going on there. All right? Tell me what's really happening. What's really happening is they don't want to run an ad that makes their Republican senator look like the asshole he is. Do you really think that anybody in his right mind would think that what a senator had said in public that was already on the news contained language so inappropriate that they can't show it on their television? Obviously, they're protecting him. It's not like nobody knows he said it. Everybody knows he said it. Was that Richard Simmons or somebody running by? What was that? So it seems to me that it's these television stations who don't want to run an ad against Senator Burns. Not because they think that the 14 residents of Montana are going to all drop dead if they hear piss poor and goddamned. Maybe goddamned. I don't know. We always had trouble when I was in, old-fashioned radio. You would be surprised at the trouble we were always, because I tend to say, I've even got an email here from people that I say, I guess I do, oh God, oh Jesus, oh God, help. And that bothers people. And we were always told, like, don't say God damn, don't say oh God. Jesus. What else is there to say sometimes? Well, I'll tell you something. The Montana Broadcasters Association. Yeah, I'd love to know who runs it. See, if Raw Story was like a real, news site, since they have this whole paid staff, maybe they'd have somebody look into the people who run this Montana Broadcasters Association and see what their backgrounds are. Because I can't see any reason you would pull an ad like that except to protect this guy from people knowing. What a bizarre article. Okay. Now, you know, I never did the penis story. I came in here, Tuesday. Oh, all right, wait a minute. Jamie in North Carolina.
Hi, Lynn, how are you, babe?
Okay, don't go see it, huh?
Well, I was...
Black Dahlia. I forgot that not everybody can see my screen.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is that I was thinking about it while I was on hold, and I was thinking, you know, there are three good reasons why you should go see it. And the first would be if you want to numb ass in the first 30 minutes because it's so friggin' slow. But, Hilary Swank is just marvelous in that movie.
Oh, let me tell you something. She's one of the reasons I don't want to see it because I'm boycotting her.
Oh, well...
Because she's such a bitch.
Yeah, but I know she's a crybaby, but make an exception because she is just marvelous. And the third reason, which is probably the top reason, you have to see the woman who plays her mother in the movie. I mean, she, you know, it kind of reminds me like when I went to see, what's that Coen brother, Fargo? I was the only one in the audience laughing. But
you were?
I was the only one laughing. Yeah. And this was in New York.
Wow! Fargo was such... Look, I laugh. I'm a very inappropriate laugher.
Yeah.
Because I remember I went to a screening. Did you see Drugstore Cowboy?
Oh, is that the one with the kid from Home Improvement that was...
Now I can't even remember. But it's just people, like, becoming drug addicts and, like, dying and everything. But I had known so many drug addicts in my life that I was the only person, and I knew this was inappropriate, except to drug addicts and their friends. I was hysterical laughing. I had the whole theater looking at me.
Yeah.
Because these people like ODing and they're saying these typical drug addict things through the whole movie.
Yeah.
And to me it was like in jokes for people who knew drug addicts.
Oh.
And I laughed through an entire movie with people ODing about every minute and a half.
Yeah.
It was a Gus Van Sant, you know. It was very depressing.
Yeah. Well, the movie is really slow, but, you know, and it's there is a couple of scenes where it's really super violent. You know, like there's only two scenes, but I'll tell you. The woman, I don't know who she is. I've never seen her before.
Well, we can find out who she is.
And, oh, by the way, the population of Montana is 902,195.
You're kidding me? A whole state?
I thought it was only David Letterman speeding through the highways there.
Oh, my God. You know something? If they didn't have such horrid winters, I would go live there.
Apparently Billings is really beautiful.
I think aren't all the movie stars moving there and, like, totally ruining it?
Yeah.
I think that's what's happening.
Yeah, Dennis Quaid started that whole thing with his private jet. He flies up to, you know, some like a 500-acre ranch or something that he has up there.
Yeah, but it's like so awful in the winter.
Yeah, I know. Who wants that? Jesus. But go see it just for the mother.
I don't know that I want to see a movie that I don't read. Let me ask you something. Josh Hartnett, he can't act, can he?
He what?
He cannot act.
Yeah, he's really not that great in the movie. He's the same person like he is in every other movie. He's got that really dumb look on his face all the time, and I don't know.
He has like no emotion. He just is not an actor. He's just like, oh, I'm so beautiful. That would be, well, since she is the same name as the Hilary Swank character, I assume it is Fiona Shaw.
It must be. She is fantastic.
Yeah, well, anybody named Fiona is not an American, so that, you know, that she's probably British.
She probably knows how to act.
So, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I don't, see, to me, if I have to think of reasons like that, if I don't say, wow, I want to go see this, like, I want to see The Departed, because all those men are in it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, you give me Matt Damon and Mark Wahlberg and Leonardo DiCaprio and Jack Nicholson.
That's,
and I don't care what they're doing. Who cares what they're doing?
I know. They showed a preview of that at Black Dahlia, and boy, we all looked at each other. I was with a whole bunch of my friends, and we looked at each other and said, yeah, that's definitely...
Oh, it's going to be like another Goodfellas.
Yeah, and Jack Nicholson, I mean, is just, he's one of my favorites. I mean, he's
Matt Damon. Oh, God, Matt Damon and Mark Wahlberg. I just, and Brad Pitt's in it, too, who I'm also boycotting.
Oh.
But it's an ensemble movie.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can boycott him and go, even though it's an ensemble movie, even though he's in it, because it's not like a Brad Pitt movie.
Right.
He just happens to be there.
Right. Hey, listen, give Hilary Swank another chance. You'll like...
No, after what she did to Chad Lowe.
Yeah, that's true.
After what she did to Chad Lowe, never.
Yeah, but
never.
You know, she's really slutty in the movie, though. I think you would
I don't know. I have to see what mood I'm in. I'm either going to do that or go buy a pillow. Okay, boy.
Weekend, babe.
You too. All right, I better take a break. Hold on, Alex and Scott, hold on. I have no problem with men, Scott. Lynn Samuel, Sirius Left, 146.
To all former conservatives, welcome to 146. Nice to have you on our side.
Real liberals on radio.
Sirius Left, 146.
Hey, serious listeners, got laptop problems? I'm the Laptop Guy, and this is my dog, Zoe. We're here to tell you about the Laptop Guy Repair Garage, where we fix thousands of laptops every year. Our Laptop Guy mechanics are experts at fixing all makes and models, both PC and Mac. We make laptop repair fast and affordable. So if you have laptop problems, give Zoe and I a buzz today at 1-888-BUZZ-ZOE. That's 1-888-BUZZ-ZOE. Or log on to LaptopGuy.com.
Want to play all the latest video games without paying up to $60 a pop to buy them? With GameFly, you can play all the games you want every month. Try games across all platforms, including all the hottest new titles and your favorite classics, without the cost and commitment of buying them. GameFly is the smartest way to rent video games. Here's how easy it is. Select your games from over 4,000 titles for every video game platform. GameFly will ship the first game directly to your door. You can keep the game as long as you want. There are no late fees, and shipping is always free. Once you're done playing, send the game back, and GameFly will send you the next available game on your list. Try GameFly for yourself today for a special extended free trial. For this special offer, visit www.gamefly.com/serious. That's GameFly.com/serious. Just sign up, pick out your games, and GameFly will rush them to your door. Go to GameFly.com and sign up today.
Another good news story from Aleve.
I'm Tracy Durfee, and this is my story. When the doctor said to me, I think you have arthritis, I kind of sunk. The arthritis in my hand affects everything I do. People don't realize how often they use your hands. Picking up a pen, shifting the car, just living your life will sometimes just hurt. I depend on Aleve. Aleve really helps. I can get through my everyday without being in pain. It's great.
Real people, real stories, real good news. Share your good news at AleveGoodNews.com. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Bill Press, right before Alex Bennett. Mornings at 6 East, 3 West on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left 146.
Oh, my God. See, it's true. Garrett taught me one good thing, and that does stick. Alex.
Good afternoon.
What's up?
Lynn, sweetheart, let me just, if we could revisit the Barbara Streisand just for a moment.
Did you see that picture?
Yes. Now, let me explain, and you of all people should realize this. You know, in life, when we start out and we're very young, we have to be conformists. I mean, everything we do has to conform to what our peers are doing. Like, I can remember way back in the 50s when I was growing up. If you didn't dress like James Dean, if you didn't leave the house, you know, with...
Well, I never did that. I never conformed. I never did what everybody else did.
Yeah, but see, as you grow older, and as you... And depending upon the degree of success that you enjoy, you then transcend. You lift yourself up above the fray and you say, hey, you know, I'm an individual. I'm comfortable with...
You're such a patronizing son of a bitch.
No, I'm not.
No, yes,
no,
you are.
I never in my life ever...
She looks like shit.
No, but she doesn't care about what somebody's
going to
say.
She does care.
She's comfortable with herself. She knows.
Oh, that is such... You don't know anything about her, please. No. She totally cares what people think.
Listen.
She looks like shit, and she has some kind of fucked up body image to walk around like that. Nobody, no woman in their right mind... I'm telling you, I have not worn a brassiere since 1960.
I never...
But I never walk around... You don't walk around in a thing like that.
Listen, I'm 62 now.
Yeah, I can tell how old you are, and you're a patronizing
son of a bitch. No, I don't think I am.
Oh,
now,
are you married? No.
Yes, I am. Now,
for
listen,
how long? For how long?
36 years.
Yeah, well, she must be a masochist, because, boy, I wouldn't stay with somebody who sounds as patronizing as you for 36 minutes.
Let me just say one more thing. Like I said, when I was younger, I would never think of wearing these T-shirts with these funny little provocative sayings on it. I wear one now, and it doesn't bother me in the least. It says, I experience frequent bouts of priapism. Now, I would never have worn a T-shirt with
that
thing.
At the time that you did actually experience frequent bouts of priapism, now that you need Viagra, now you're wearing it.
No, I don't. That's just it. I don't. And you can't imagine how many...
Oh, God, no wonder. Now I remember now why I hate men my own age.
Listen, you can't imagine how this T-shirt... has started more conversations.
Oh, I bet it does.
I mean, and it's incredible. But, you know, even 10 years ago...
Do you wear it when you go out with your wife? Does she appreciate that T-shirt?
No, of course not. But, I mean, it doesn't... You have to understand, as you become, you know, successful, you don't really care. I mean,
but
you
are talking to somebody
says?
That I don't care. I never cared.
Listen. If you decided you felt comfortable in a certain outfit, would you give a damn what anyone...
There is some... You have to have some respect for other people's sense of aesthetics. Yes, you really do.
Have a nice day.
Okay, you have a nice day, you horny old man, you. Oh, God. Scott in Ohio.
Hey, Lynn. I have to agree with you. Men have gone crazy. I think the good news is that it seems to be limited so far to conservative men. I don't know what the part of the talking point memo says that these conservative dudes also have to be, you know, demented Rambo types. But I think it's interesting that, you know, they certainly talk a good game, but when it comes time to actually do the fighting... there seems to be lots of deferments and...
Yeah, isn't it funny how the only people that have actually been in the military are the left-wing people, are the Democrats, and all these people that are such big, tough guys, they're the ones that were never in the military.
Yeah, I've never understood I mean, the only thing, you've got to respect, they've got balls for taking that position. You know, Cheney going up to McCain and saying, oh, come on, torture's okay. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah, right, Mr. Five Deferments, yeah, you know, yeah, saying to the guy, no, but who was it who said about McCain? It was Alphonse D'Amato on TV who said, well, you can't trust, like, what McCain says, because, like, this is what they used against him when he ran in 2000. It's like being tortured made him crazy, so he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, let's talk about torture from the person who not only was never tortured, never served their country, even worse, you know, used their power and influence to send some poor kid to die in his place.
Well, I'll tell you, nobody seems to be able to get any details about this. They've reached the torture compromise, you know. They've come to some compromise with Bush on torture, and yet you can't find one article yet that actually explains. Now I heard on either NPR, the BBC, well, you know, at like 4:30 in the morning, where they were saying that it looks like Bush was the one who really had to give in.
Well, I mean, he would have to. I mean, I can't believe the things that we're discussing in America.
Yeah.
Whether it's okay to torture people or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, can you, yeah, really, I can't either.
It's okay just to hold people forever, locked up.
It's horrifying. And not only did those senators, Lindsey Graham, who's a JAG, who, you know, there was just a court decision that you can't be a senator and a JAG at the same time. So he has to stop being a judge advocate general. Who was the other? Oh, John Warner, who had been secretary of the Army or Navy or something. And there is now a list of five former Army chief of staffs or the whole military chief of staff who said, you can't torture people. You can't do this.
Well, I've got a couple of buddies who are cops. And before you're issued pepper spray or a taser, they taser you. Because their rationale is, look, if you're going to use this on somebody, you have to know what it feels like. And you have to have a respect for the tool and how dangerous it can be. I think we should apply the same thing to all these interrogation techniques. If Cheney wants to be for waterboarding and all these other crazy...
Then waterboard! We can't waterboard...
The floor of the Senate and waterboard.
We can't waterboard. No, you can't do it to Cheney because, like, his heart would short circuit if it got wet. He probably can't go swimming even.
Well, I...
Doesn't all that electronics in him just need short circuit out?
The meanest... crustiest old bastard I have ever encountered. All these people that are supposed to be, you know, in direct personal contact with the Lord, they sure seem to be unhappy.
I just don't understand that you had all these generals, all these former heads of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Shelton, General Shalikashvili, Colin Powell, and two other former heads of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. What are they, wimps? Are they left-wing communists? All these people saying you can't torture people. You cannot undermine the Geneva Convention. But
yeah,
that's not good enough for George fucking Bush, because he's the decider.
I love that clip they showed of him going, it's human dignity. Well, I don't know what's that. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, and I don't know why. He doesn't. And he's the decider, you know. Oh, my God. You're right. I just keep saying, how have we come to this in the United States of America?
Yeah, I mean, we used to be the good guys, and now I'm not so sure that we are.
Well, we are. They're not. You know, it's the administration. We're fine. We're still good. Except for the people who like them. Except for the people who support them.
You know, in the 60s, and that was a little before my time, people were in the streets. You know, people were...
Yeah, well, people didn't have cell phones and iPods and, play World of Warcraft and have plasma screen TVs. There was no reason to stay home. Now there's no reason to go out. Darling, I got to take a break.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Five former heads of the Joint Chiefs of Staff are saying, what, are you crazy? And we can't find out the compromise. They came to a compromise, but we don't know what it is. Who are we, the citizens? Lynn Samuels, Sirius Left, 146.
This is Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
Lynn Samuels of Sirius Left.
I wish that Hugo Chavez of Venezuela would be my president.
And Andrew Wilkow of Sirius Patriot.
So you want 50% of the population on a social program.
That isn't true. He's trying to improve the lot of the poor people.
Well, if Latin-style socialism didn't create a whole underclass of poor people, you wouldn't need people to rescue them in the first place.
We have a whole underclass of poor people.
No, we don't. We have opportunity and freedom.
Then why do we have so many poor people?
Join the rivalry. Sirius Left, 146. And Sirius Patriot, 144.
So, this morning, I went to work in Chicago. I made a 10 o'clock meeting with colleagues in New York. At 1 o'clock, I presented to clients in Seattle. And by 2, I met my boss at headquarters in Atlanta. Sound impossible? Think again. The possibilities are endless when you use GoToMeeting, because now you can conduct your meetings online. You'll never be held back by time or space again. You can literally meet with anyone located anywhere in the world, anytime. It's so easy. Simply set up your meetings in advance or on the fly. Everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and they see everything on your PC. So you can spend less time talking and more time doing. Sirius subscribers can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code Sirius. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo Sirius. Collaborate with coworkers down the hall or clients across the country. With GoToMeeting.
Stephanie Miller, left-wing wacko, and proud of it.
Rocky, the poor Katrina survivor who drove his FEMA trailer to Washington. I'm a hope and a dream. Yeah, I knew there was something suspicious. He needed to be able to afford the gas money to get up to Washington. Just on the hope the president would meet with him. And it turns out, the president always has time for very successful Republican businessmen who've run for office.
The Stephanie Miller Show.
9 p.m. East, 6 West on
Real Liberal Talk Radio.
Sirius Left, 146.
Start your day the liberal way. Bill Press, mornings at 6 East, 3 West, on Real Liberal Talk Radio, Sirius Left, 146.
Oh, Jesus. All I asked for in this world was the United States of arugula, and I have Love You, Daddy Boy. Daughters Honor the Fathers They Love. Edited by Karen McLaughlin. Frist! Oh, no! She's a volunteer, she blah, blah. Oh, you know, isn't it bad enough when these idiot senators write, this is his wife. It's Bill Frist's wife. Wrote a book. Published by Roman and Littlefield. All right, so it's not a real publisher. And it's, you know, some feel-good sack of shit, 19, well, I'll tell you, for all the pictures and everything, it's a big, heavy book, 1995. Oh, please, I'll give it to Garrett to take to the kitchen. Because I'm sure somebody will want it. Somebody will want it. Mark in South Carolina.
Hello, Lynn.
Hi, what's up?
Love you.
Thank you.
Did Dick Cheney teach you how to cuss? Just joking.
I taught myself how to cuss. I did.
Well, you know, I was thinking maybe we could waterboard these Republicans to get them to tell the truth.
Yeah, that's an idea. Maybe during the impeachment proceedings, we can say, oh, well, this is allowed now, isn't it? You know, all this waterboarding, and we're going to make you stand naked in the middle of the Senate. Will it make them stand naked, like turn the air conditioning on full blast for, you know, like 36 hours?
That sounds great.
Okay, thanks, hon.
Hey.
What?
If you can get Mike Malloy up.
Oh, right, please, I'm nagging here every minute. I'm nagging.
Hey, I love you.
Okay, thank you. I'm doing my best. I don't know that nagging is always the best way to get your way. Chicken Dover.
Hey, Lynn, how you doing?
Okay, what's up?
Listen, you're missing the whole point of this torture compromise thing.
Oh.
See, what
make them look at that picture of Barbara Streisand.
Well, I'm a dirty old man, so I'd probably like it, so.
No, you wouldn't.
But anyway, see, part of the compromise is that they stated in there, no CIA agent will be made to testify if they do torture. The problem is, the torture's already been done. And Bush is scared out of his jock that
he's going to end up being put on trial for war crimes right here in this very country.
Right, exactly.
Well, that's part of, they want this to be retroactive.
Right, and that's why the three wise men Republicans stood up and said, hey, you know, this we can't have torture. And then they turned around and compromised for their fearless leader.
It's unbelievable. It really is.
You know, everybody thinks John McCain and Lindsey Graham, that suck-ass asshole, you know, you think he's standing up against the president. No, they cut a deal for the sucker.
Well, they all end up cutting deals.
But, I mean,
but maybe they'll prevent future torture, at least.
I hope so.
Oh, look, George Bush is going to go to hell. You know, I mean, we don't even need to bother. Anybody who knows anything, don't you know he's going to go to hell when he dies?
Yeah, I know some Christians that think George Bush is the Antichrist.
Well, Chavez thinks he's the devil. Last hour of the week, coming up, Nina Bellarmine.
Sirius Left 146.
America's fastest growing radio station.
Because even hardcore conservatives are abandoning their president.
AP Radio News. I'm Nancy Lyons. A new report on the Iraq war indicates the threat of terrorism has increased, not decreased. The AP's Tim McGuire has more on the intelligence study that was published today in the New York Times and the Washington Post.
Massachusetts Democrat Ted Kennedy says the publication of the classified National Intelligence Estimate, quote, should put the final nail in the coffin for President Bush's phony argument about the Iraq war. The assessment from 16 different intelligence agencies concludes that the war has added to Islamic radicalism and increases the risk of terror attacks.
Former President Bill Clinton is defending his administration's record on fighting terrorism. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, he says the critics who say he did not pay enough attention to Osama bin Laden used to criticize him for doing too much.
All the conservative Republicans who now say I didn't do enough claimed that I was too obsessed with bin Laden. All of President Bush's neocons thought I was too obsessed with bin Laden.
Clinton says he regrets not catching bin Laden, though he says he tried. Autopsies are being conducted on three children whose bodies were discovered yesterday in a St. Louis suburb. They're the children of the pregnant woman whose body was found last week with her baby cut out of her womb.
Authorities apparently directed to the apartment complex in East St. Louis by the person who's in custody found the children in the apartment unit's washer and dryer.
The AP's Jim Sursat is being held on $5 million bond in the death of the mother and her baby. More stormy weather is expected in the South and Midwest today. Residents are being urged to stay off the roads. 9 people have already died, 8 of them in Kentucky. The Europeans get to keep golf's Ryder Cup after a rout over the U.S. team. Luke Donald holed a 10-foot putt par that gave Europe 14 points. That was all they needed to keep the shiny gold trophy. This is AP Radio News.
Sirius Satellite Radio presents the National Football League.
Second and goal at the 4. Ben turns. Play action fake. He fires for the end zone. Touchdown. And that is Hines Ward on the motion. Ball's loose. There goes Troy Palomalu. He's got a blocker. And he is going to go all the way for the Pittsburgh touchdown.
Now, let's head to the field and join the Pittsburgh Steelers Radio Network.
Fatal high-speed train.
For the Bengals is former Penn State star Kenny Watson at 16218 on one kickoff return this year. He got 19 yards out of it. Tad Perry has a hip injury. He was their main kickoff return man, but he's not available today. So, the officials clear Jeff Reed to place it on the tee. Reed favors the right hash mark as he kicks it left to right toward the Ohio River. The terrible towel is swirling and twirling, and we are ready for the Bengals and the Pittsburgh Steelers. The run-up by Jeff Reed. And he boots it high, but not deep. It's going to come down and be taken by Watson at the 6. Watson to the 10. Left side, 20. Still on his feet, 25. Still on his feet at the 30. 35. And he's tackled at the 40-yard line. Steeler coverage job did not do a great job there.
There were too many people up on their feet as he went down the field. Bryant McFadden made the tackle around the 40-yard line for the Steelers.
Well, you know, Billy, not only was the coverage not good, but that was the kick only made it to the 6. There wasn't a lot of height on it. There was no Steeler past the 30-yard line when Watson took that on the 6.
33-yard kickoff return, and here come the Bengals with decent field position from their 39-yard line. Palmer lines him up in an I formation. Bushman Zada reverses motion back and settles behind left tackle. They hand it to Rudy Johnson. Rudy has the hole jammed. He tries to spin it back. He does and loses a yard. The Steelers were waiting for him as he spun it back to his left. Larry Foote credited with the tackle for Pittsburgh.
Okay, last week the Bengals started with 3 wide receivers. This time they're going to no huddle. They're going to regular people, and that's 2 wide receivers, a tight end, and a fullback.
No gain on the play. Second down and 10. The Bengals from their 39. They go I again. Now Palmer changes the play at the line of scrimmage, and the crowd helps the Steelers defense with some vocality, some robust vocality, I might add. Palmer steps back in on second and 10. He hands it to Johnson. Johnson has a hole, comes up to the 45 for 6 yards. Larry Foote gets him down at that point. It'll be third and about 4.
All right, now this is how the chess match works. Carson Palmer has no huddle. He's got his guys at the line of scrimmage, and now he's going into that semi-huddle. What he's looking to see is, where is Troy Polamalu lined up? Troy was lined up right next to the linebackers, and he acted like he was checking to a pass. So Troy backed up to normal depth, but he ran a run, but Carson Palmer switched it up.
Palmer in the gun on third and a long 3 at his 46 against the nickel. He's back. He looks. He has time. Ball batted into the line of scrimmage and incomplete. Somebody for the Steelers got his hand up as the pass was intended for Chris Henry over the middle, but the ball fell incomplete. There was a defender in the area, but he did not see it above his head.
Well, that came from the inside. It looked like Aaron Smith got the hand up. Aaron Smith went inside and got that big mitt up, and because Carson Palmer's only dropping it 5 yards, a good hand in the face is going to knock those down.
Confirmation for Kyle Larson, awaiting the long snap of Brad St. Louis. And back for the Steelers is rookie Santonio Holmes of Ohio State. Larson booms it, and Holmes is going to let it hit inside the 5, and he dumps the defender chasing toward the ball so that he can't down it. And a terrific job by Santonio Holmes to do that on the 54-yard punt. But it'll be net 34.
Oh, that was Kelly Washington. Kelly Washington, wide receiver. Now, he's a big guy, kind of a tweener between a tight end and a wide receiver. I mean, he's got some girth to him. He's just jogging. It's Santonio, a little bitty Santonio Holmes at the very end. He doesn't signal fair catch, so he can hit anybody he wants to. Looks like he's going to field it, then he cranks Kelly Washington.
Steelers start at their 20, first and 10. Ben lines him up in a one-back look. Twins right, tied to the formation. One of those, Hines Ward, motions back to the right again. Ben's going to throw it on first down, has time. He pumps, he looks, he rolls right, directing traffic, still has time. He looks, he plants, he looks, he throws the ball down the sideline, incomplete. Getting one hand on it was Cedric Wilson at around the 48-yard line of Cincinnati. He had beaten free safety Madiu Williams by a step, but by the time the ball got there, it was not only upstairs a bit, but it was perilously close to the sideline.
Well, great protection by the Steelers on first down. Ben had a time. He could have ordered a pizza and got it before halftime. He's looking downfield, and initially he wanted Hines going across the middle, but then he saw Cedric lose his guy, and Cedric takes off long, and that was very close to becoming a big play.
Steelers from their 20 go one back look again. Second down and 10. Ward motions through to the left. The turn by Ben. The play action fake. No, he gives it off to Parker, and Parker's going to be stuffed at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Willie Parker was third-year man out of North Carolina at 5'10", 209. Runs into stiff resistance from strong safety Kevin Casevaharn, who was flying to the gap that time. So the Steelers have a third and long.
Well, Wolf, one of the things that you and I were talking about is the Steelers are going to have to get 2 hats on big old Sam Adams.
Yeah, and they did on that play, Tunch. A combo block, and Sam Adams didn't move an inch.
Well, you don't have to move when you're as big as Sam. They list him at 304. I suspect that may be light. In the shotgun on third and 10 is Ben with a sidecar to his left. Heath Miller redeploys to the right-hand side. Here's the snap. Back is Ben. He throws it down the field. There's a man open at the 40. He's got it at Cedric Wilson. Shoots the man at the 45. Gets to the 50. Gets down to the 45. To the Cincinnati 44. Torrey James was the man trying to defend Cedric Wilson after he caught that ball in a pretty wide open situation.
Well, the Steelers or the Bengals were playing man under coverage underneath with the safeties deep. And Torrey was all alone on Cedric Wilson. Cedric had him completely turned around to the inside. I mean, he was nowhere near Cedric Wilson. And Ben does a great job of putting the ball in the spot. And the Steelers offensive line did a great job of giving Ben time.
36-yard pass play, and easily Cedric's longest catch of the year. And the Steelers are in business. First and 10 at the Cincinnati 44. Scoreless game so far. We give to Parker. Hole closes quickly off the right side. He's going to get a yard. That's all. As defensive tackle, Damata Pico, a rookie from Michigan State, fourth-round pick, was in the hole. Steelers couldn't block him. It closed quickly.
You know, Pico's got some girth to him as well. Landon Johnson, the backup linebacker, really light in the seat at 230 pounds. But when Landon does a great job, number 50, 59, Billy, as he hides behind those guys up front, and he does a nice job of finding out where the ball carrier is going to be and heads him off at the pass.
Second down, 9 at the 43, slot right, flanker to the boundary left. Ben goes to the audible. Scoreless situation, the Steelers in Bengals territory for the first time. Bengals in a five-man secondary of the nickel. Back is Ben, short drop. He looks, still has time, dumps it off, coming across the middle. Heath Miller belts a guy and it gets to the 35-yard line. How about that? Jonathan Joseph came up and tried to saw Ben in, or not Ben, but Heath in half, and he said, no, I'm going this way. And he leaned to the 35. He needed 9, and he got about 8.
Well, the Bengals come in with a blitz, and Heath Miller was lined up to the tight end to the left side of the formation, came all the way across to the far side. Ben did a nice job looking downfield, looked for his primary receiver, couldn't find it. Then he saw Heath cross it across, and he just had great patience to put the ball right on the spot.
At the 35, it's third and one. Ben lines up in an eye with two tight ends. Gives it to, nope, the play action fake, and he dumps it off to Willie Parker. Parker turns the corner, 30, 25, first down to the 22-yard line. Forced out of bounds by Hernandez Jones, first-year man out of Indiana. But a great play, a well-conceived and executed play, because he faked the quick pop to Kreider, and then when the defense throws for a second, Willie slipped out of the backfield.
Well, the Steelers love to run that isolation, and what they have is Kreider leading the way for Willie Parker. After he faked to Willie, everybody jumped on Willie. Robert Gethers is right in his face as Ben does kind of a semi circle to his right, and he just dumped the ball off to Willie. Nice play.
13 yards to Parker. First down and 10 at the 22. Steelers go two tight ends. Miller motions to the right. Play action fake. Ben steps up in the pocket, fires a pass. It's tipped at the 5 and incomplete, and a flag comes in. Cedric Wilson may have been bumped a little bit early by Torrey James. Let's wait and get the call.
You know what?
It might have been a push-off the way they're pointing, though, right?
I think that they might have gotten Cedric on that.
Well, referee Jeff Triplett will explain.
Yeah, well, they're both pointing at each other. Cedric's pointing at Torrey James. Torrey's pointing at Cedric Wilson. They were both jostling each other.
Illegal contact. Number 20 on the defense.
Oh, yeah. Just get Torrey James.
5-yard penalty. Automatic first down.
The way the official pointed, I wasn't sure. The Steelers will be the beneficiaries, and the ball is placed at the 17-yard line. First down. Steelers now entering the Heinz Red Zone. Stop by your local Giant Eagle this week for special savings on Heinz Red Zone products.
Well, you know what? They both had a hand on each other, and I would have gone with a no call on that. I think they both had a hand. You know, Cedric pushed off, and then Torrey clamped on the hand that he was pushing off with.
First and 10 at the 17. Steelers go to the reverse. Coming around the corner. Look out. In the open is Cedric Wilson. 10-5. First and goal at the 3-yard line. Delta O'Neal kept him out of the end zone. How about that play? The gadget play still lives in Pittsburgh.
I'll tell you what. That was such a well-run play that Alan Faneca and Ben Roethlisberger were out front. They had nobody to block. Everybody in a pumpkin-like helmet jumped to the right side of the formation. The ball was handed off to Cedric by Willie Parker. There was nobody there. Faneca was so surprised. Finally, he said, oh, man, I had nobody to block.
14-yard gain to just outside the 3. It's first and goal. Steelers have a banana bunch right. Kreider motions out of that and sets up. The give to Parker behind Kreider. He's down to the goal line. He's into the end zone. Pittsburgh Steelers touchdown. Willie Parker. And that, my friends, was power football.
You know what? For supposedly a small back, Willie showed great Jerome Bettis-like leg drive as he got right behind his offensive line, kept those legs driving. And you know what? As an offensive line, when you come off, initially sometimes there's a stalemate. You keep your legs pumping, then you get that second surge, and that's exactly what happened there.
Willie Parker's first rushing touchdown of the season. The Steelers have just scored from the Heinz Red Zone. You too can score with specially marked Heinz Red Zone products at your local Giant Eagle. Extra point team is on. Gardocki, the holder, the snapper, is Greg Warren. As the Steelers march at 80 yards, the kick is on its way. That kick puts an exclamation point on the 80-yard, 8-play drive, and the Steelers draw first blood. From Heinz Field, first quarter, has 9:04 to go, and the Steelers football continues with a score 7-0 Pittsburgh.
I'm a food truck man.
Truck season is back, and that means huge savings on remaining 2006 models, including America's best-selling truck, Ford F-150. Now take $4,500 cash back on an 06 F-150 Supercab. That's $4,500 back. Plus, get a 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty, including roadside assistance. Truck season ends soon. See your neighborhood Ford store now. Cash back on Supercab only. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock. That's 10206. Powertrain extended service plan. See dealer for contract details.
Presenting another edition of Shedding the Light. Easy to follow rules for living from Easy Drinking Bush Light. If you have to choose between two evils, pick the cuter one. Don't forget that a clear conscience is usually a sign of a bad memory or a boring weekend. And when you're ready for refreshment, make sure it's Easy Drinking Bush Light. Cool and refreshing as a mountain stream. Head for the mountains of Bush Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want the fastest route to free fuel? Make all your everyday purchases earn fuel perks. How? Before you spend $50 on books and music CDs at the bookstore, stop by Giant Eagle and use your Giant Eagle Advantage card to buy a gift card for that amount to a place like Barnes & Noble. You'll earn 10 cents off per gallon of gas at get-go for that purchase alone. Imagine how fast your Giant Eagle fuel perks will add up if you use gift cards for all your everyday purchases. Available at participating locations. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Welcome back to Heinz Field. Serious. Hopefully on the sidelines. Now, guys, we've been talking about Brian Simmons, the middle linebacker for the Bengals. He's really an outside linebacker, guys. Well, on this touchdown play by the Steelers, Heinz Ward comes across the middle, and he just smaculates the snot out of Brian Simmons, drives him into the ground, face plants him, right? He's on top of him. He don't let go. He's still driving his feet, trying to drive him all the way through to China. I'm telling you what, it was a great block. And at the end of the day, Brian Simmons has got to get up and say he just got planted by a wide receiver.
Yeah, it's like Chuck Dole used to say, don't get knocked down by those little numbers.
Oh.
That's very, very embarrassing. You feel much shame after that.
Hey, Wolf, maybe you should have made the reference to Korea instead of China.
Yeah, that's true. Could have been. Maybe he was trying to drive him just down south to Cincinnati a little bit. But I will say this. Simmons was looking mighty miffed when he got up.
That's West, Wolf. What? West. Cincinnati's West.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Here's a kickoff by Jeff Reed. Hang time. Taken at the 6 by Watson. Well, the Bengals to the 10-15 behind the wedge. He's going to be hit as he crosses the 20 and dropped it about the 24-yard line. Special teams captain Clint Freewald, and now we got a late flag and another late flag.
Little action there, a little extracurricular stuff going on between Arnold Harrison and I don't know who it was on the Bengals side. And, you know, it's great because the guys come in to find out what happened, and the ref's always going, move back, give me a little space here. You know, stay back. This rivalry is so heated now that you saw in the pregame Joey Porter and Chad Johnson yapping at one another. Now, Marvin always tells Chad Johnson, are you blocking Joey?
There are offsetting fouls all over the play. Personal foul. Number 57. Kicking team. Unnecessary roughness. 97. Correction.
Oh. Harrison.
Personal foul. Unnecessary roughness. 50 on the receiving team.
Ahmad Brooks.
Those penalties will offset. First down.
So, we have offsetting penalties. The Bengals will start trailing 7-0 at their 24-yard line. This is the Pittsburgh Steelers Football Network.
And I never tasted squash again. Because you're what you eat, and I don't crush squash.
Yay!
thing.
One more, Grandpa.
Always keep your wheels properly aligned. According to Uniroyal Tires, it could save you a lot of money on gas.
What?
For more gas-saving tips, visit Uniroyal.com. From the tires that offer you more for your money.
Huh?
Find Uniroyal Tires at Spino's Tire Service in Greensburg.
Hey Steeler fans, be sure to look for the Steeler's Advantage logo on specially marked Lipton products at your neighborhood Giant Eagle. Purchase these products with your Giant Eagle Advantage card now through December 13th and be entered to win exclusive Steeler prizes. You could win a Steeler's black and gold party at your house with 50 of your friends featuring Steeler players, or have your home play host to a Steeler's huddle show on DVE. Look for the Steeler's Advantage display inside participating Giant Eagle stores. See your neighborhood Giant Eagle for sweeps. Stake details.
Hey Steelers fans, be sure to look for the Steelers Advantage logo on specially marked Kraft and Nabisco products at your neighborhood Giant Eagle. Purchase these products with your Giant Eagle Advantage card now through December 13th and be entered to win exclusive Steelers prizes. You could win a Steelers black and gold party at your house with 50 of your friends featuring Steelers players, or have your home play host to a Steelers huddle show on WDVE. Look for the Steelers Advantage display inside participating Giant Eagle stores. See your neighborhood Giant Eagle for sweepstakes details.
Well, let's check the latest NFL scores from the Budweiser Extended Coverage Scoreboard. In the first period, the Panthers have taken a 7-0 lead over Tampa Bay. And in the first period, the Jaguars lead the Colts 7-0. That's about midway through the first period. Right now, we're at 8:58 remaining of the first quarter. Steelers up by a score of 7-0. And here come the Bengals with a tight slot to the boundary left. Carson Palmer under center, offset backfield right. T.J. Hushmanzada motions right and settles behind tackle. The give off the right side to Rudy Johnson. Rudy keeps the legs moving and grinds up to the 30 for a 6-yard gain. It appeared that contact was made after a short gain, but he kept it moving, and finally Kiesel got him down at the 30-yard line in Colts in the Cincinnati territory. Second down, 4. And the Bengals go quick count, and they don't get much at all. Aaron Smith drapes himself on Rudy Johnson at the 31. It'll be 3rd down and 3.
Well, one of the reasons they like to go no huddle is because they want the Steelers safeties to declare. A lot of time what Carson Palmer's doing is if he sees Troy Polamalu in the box, he's going to throw the ball. If he sees Troy at normal depth right next to the other safety, he's going to run the ball.
Palmer steps in under center, is directing traffic. Chad Johnson split to the left. It's a passing look on 3rd and 3. Hushmanzada motions back to the right. Palmer comes back. Fires the ball over the middle. It's caught.
Ooh,
hard
oh.
Hit on the play, but it's a first down. Hushmanzada is slammed by James Farrier.
Oh, boy. Now, that's like a decongestant. I'll tell you what. He got hit so hard that he got hit in the face and by James Farrier. The first thing that hit on his back was the back of his head.
James Farrier. But it's a 6-yard pickup and a first down for the Bengals at the 37. Palmer, eye formation. Now he changes the play at the line of scrimmage. Plenty of huddle time left. 9 seconds. Bengals players communicate the play. And now they settle. They give to Rudy Johnson. Rudy cuts it back. He's tripped up and gets to the 40 for 3 yards.
Man, I love this, Bill. The last time Carson Palmer audible, Troy was up in the box and he bailed out and they still ran a run. This time Troy stayed and Carson stayed with the run and Troy's right there in one of his gaps to help stop that play.
No huddle, 2nd and 7 from the Bengals 40. Palmer now changes the play again. And the crowd gets on him. Receivers both ways. Palmer hands it off to Rudy Johnson. Johnson off the left side is going to be hit at about the line of scrimmage.
Great.
He is hit there by the two inside backers, Foote and Farrier.
You know, the one thing about this defense, they are so unselfish. That time, Brett Kiesel fighting the left tackle, Levi Jones, doesn't allow any movement at all. And what that does by him stuffing Levi Jones is that allows Foote and Farrier to flow without getting chipped on to the ball carrier.
Bengals 3rd and a long 7. They're 1 for 2 on 3rd downs today on the season. 43% coming in. Palmer under center. Broken eye right. He's back. Here comes the corner fire. He's going to be ducking under. We got a loose ball. Picked up by the Bengals. They're running with the football. Rudy Johnson up over the 45. Gets to about the 48-yard. No, it's Kenny Watson who picked it up. Clark Higgins got in there and may have parted the football away from the possession of quarterback Carson Palmer, but Watson alertly picked it up and ran to the left and made a first down.
You talk about a lucky bounce. Clark Higgins gets that sack, strips the ball, and it short hops right to Kenny Watson for the first down.
Ball spotted at the 48. They needed 7, got 8, and a first down in Bengals territory. One back look this time. Palmer is back. He's going to be flushed out of... No, he's going to be hit. The ball's loose. The Bengals fall on it again. Larry Foote stripped it this time, and Eric Gajcik, the center, fell on it.
I'll tell you what, Gajcik, who's the backup center, is really having troubles with those crosses that the Steelers linebackers run. Sometimes it's Larry Foote coming first and James Ferrier looping behind. Sometimes it's James Ferrier coming first and Larry Foote looping behind. And another thing I'm noticing, that's two plays in a row that Carson Palmer has not protected the ball.
Gajcik recovers. It's a loss back to the 43. So it's second down and 15, and this crowd is into it. Palmer under center. Straight back. Has time. Throws the out pattern. Far side. It's intercepted. And out of bounds is DeShay Townsend in front of Chris Henry. And the Steelers have the football.
Boy, DeShay Townsend read that all the way. Carson Palmer's looking to say he read the ball, got underneath the pair, and came up with a ball.
From Heinz Field. And it's on fire, ladies and gentlemen. Steelers football continues with a score of 7-0. Black and gold.
For every field goal Jeffrey kicks this season, Morgan Stanley will donate $300 to the Mentoring Partnership of Southwestern PA, an organization that works to support and increase quality mentoring relationships for youth. Morgan Stanley is proud to partner with the Mentoring Partnership, the Steelers, and the community.
Hi, this is Ed Herr, and I'm with Merle Hodge in the Crunch Zone.
Yeah, and in the Crunch Zone, you'll find Herr's lineup of kettle chips.
8 great flavors, including buffalo wing, boardwalk salt and vinegar, and Herr's jalapeno kettle chips.
Mm-mm. Each one delivers a big kettle crunch and extra hearty taste.
And if you'd like dark chips, try Herr's Russet Kettle Chips.
Come on, get in the Crunch Zone with Herr's Kettle Chips.
So listen to Merle and pick up Herr's Kettle Chips today.
And make Herr's yours.
What do golfers and other weekend warriors have in common with a 235-pound running back? UPMC Sports Medicine. It's here that the most innovative treatments are provided by some of the country's top specialists. They tackle everything from sports-related injuries to individualized assessments to help improve your golf game. UPMC Sports Medicine. Proud to treat the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Weekend Warrior. You.
Cintas, the Sirius Radio. At Cintas, every product offered is of the highest quality. It has to be, because it has your company's name on it. To learn more about how Cintas can help your company, call 1-800-CINTAS-1 or visit Cintas.com.
Sirius Radio.
We now pause for station identification on the Pittsburgh Steelers Radio Network.
You're listening to Steelers Football on the exclusive satellite radio partner of the NFL, Sirius Satellite Radio.
Sirius Radio.
We're back at Heinz Field. Steelers up 7-0 after that interception. One of the things we were talking about is the problems that Gajcik is going to have at center, because the Steelers love to run that fire X, and that just means their two inside linebackers are actually switching spots, and he's having trouble picking up the guy he's responsible for.
Ben lines the Steelers up at the 46 in an I. Slot right. Heinz Ward motions toward the formation, and then Parker kind of wheels and deals, comes up over the 50 to the 49-yard line, tripped up there by weak side backer Landon Johnson, third-year man out of Purdue.
Well, I tell you, Landon Johnson, who is a very athletic, very smart linebacker, if he doesn't make that play, Willie Parker is still running. There was a big, big gap right there, and he does a nice job of getting Willie from behind.
6-yard gain to the Cincinnati 48, two tight ends for the Steelers, and the flanker to the right side, and that's the boundary. Ben, a check with me, steps in. Turns and hands it to Parker off left tackle. Slithers through a hole. First down. Spins. Gets to the 40. And he's tackled there by strong safety Kevin Casebehind. The running game that we did not see Monday night has shown up today.
And it's going against a big old defensive tackle in Sam Adams. Wolf, how are they doing on the big one?
You just saw a great example right there of Jeff Harding's being able to get the inside eye of Sam Adams. Kendall Simmons cuts him around the knees. He goes down like tall timber, and Jeff's up on the second level, and Willie Parker's there to pick up yardage.
Good eye.
Steelers break the eye to the left, have a slot out that way. Slot man, Ward, motions right. Bengals adjust. Ben, play action fake, rolls it right, plants, fakes, pumps, throws it down long the field. Ward is bumped around at the five, and the ball is incomplete. No marker on the play. Medea Williams and Delta O'Neill made Ward's life miserable at the five-yard line.
Hines actually had a step on Delta O'Neill, but that ball was just slightly underthrown. And that's one of the things, you know, because Ben hasn't played a lot, missed the Miami game, and he's not on the same page quite yet with his receivers.
Incompletion stops the first quarter clock at 3:03. Steelers have a second and 10. The Bengals 40. Pittsburgh leads 7-0. Broken eye right. Miller motions right. The give to the right. And Parker stiff arms a man, turns it upfield, gets inside the 35, and is tackled down near the 30-yard line. They're going to say his knee was down about the 32. So that's an 8-yard run. Another 8-yard jaunt for Willie Parker.
Now, I'm watching Sam Adams, and he's got a little bit of a limp as he's walking off the field. During pregame warm-up, I noticed that his calf was taped up. And I was talking to Jay Hayes, the defensive line coach of Cincinnati Bengals. I said, is your buddy hurt there? And he goes, oh, he's just like an injured grizzly. You don't want to get him mad.
Third and a long one. Ball at the 31-yard line. Steelers are 2-for-2 on third down. They hand it to Parker. Parker, little stutter step, and he drives forward, and he appears to have enough of the first down.
Well, the injured grizzly just took himself out, so. Hey, Wolf, I don't know if you noticed it. Did you notice any kind of a limp at all for Sam Adams?
I didn't really see a limp. I saw the bandage you were referring to in the pregame warm-ups. I didn't see no real limp, but I've seen enough of 94 coming in to replace him to know that's got to be something that is giving him problems.
Sam Adams, a 13-year veteran from Texas A&M, formerly of Buffalo, Oakland, Baltimore, and Seattle. He's with his fifth club. But he's on the bench right now. The Steelers have a first and 10 at the 29 of the Bengals. Play action fake. Ben goes back, plants, looks, surveys. Flushed out of the pocket again. Throws it to the near sideline and throws it away. Hines Ward was the intended receiver, but Ben had run out of time at that point. And as the pursuit closed in the form of Brian Robinson, he just said, well, let me throw this one away.
And you know, the thing about the passing game, and especially when you have a quarterback that didn't play a lot in the preseason and, you know, missed the first game of the regular season. Yeah, it takes a while for him to start seeing things at game speed. And one of the things we're seeing at Ben at times, maybe, I don't know if it's the receivers aren't open or he doesn't like what he sees, but we're seeing that he's holding on the ball a while. But the nice thing about Ben is he's got the athleticism to sit there and hold on the ball and make guys miss when they're getting loose.
Bengals in the nickel, second and 10. Back is Ben, throws he out to the near sideline, overthrows Hines Ward, who was a motion man who had settled. He had a step on Kevin Casebehar, but the ball was overthrown, and now the Steelers, who are 3 of 3 on third downs, face a third and 10.
Well, you know, they did a little different thing there. What Casebehar and the strong safety came and jumped the underneath route underneath of Hines, and Delta O'Neill, the corner, was playing over the top. It's usually the opposite. The safety's over the top, corner's underneath. That time, they had Hines bracketed, and Ben made the right move in throwing it away.
Ben goes shotgun on third and 10 at the Bengals 29. He's got a protector to each side. Ben calls Nate Washington closer to the formation. He's back. Now he's flushed out of the pocket to his left. Throws, no, on the run, he pops, he hits it again, and the pass is caught. First down at the 16-yard line. In heavy traffic, Heath Miller with both Brian Simmons and Landon Johnson on his back. He still caught it and got the first down for Pittsburgh.
What we're seeing in Ben is that he's making his best throws today on the run. He gets out of the pocket, doesn't see what he likes, then he makes the throw.
Steelers are now entering the Hines Red Zone. Stop by your local Giant Eagle this week for special savings on Hines Red Zone products. 13-yard gain and a first down.
And see the way he was in the huddle, in the pocket, didn't like what he saw, scrambled to his left, waited for Heath Miller to do one of those crossing routes, and he hit him right in stride.
Steelers break the eye right, motion right by the tight end. And the give to the right. Parker trying to turn the corner. Does a stiff arm, still on his feet. 15, 10, and out of bounds at the 9-yard line. Good job with a stiff arm on free safety Medea Williams, a native of Sierra Leone. And he did the stiff arm and scampered for about 13 yards?
Yeah, did you see the way, now...
No, 7 yards.
If you look at Willie Parker, don't be deceived. He's got power. Medea Williams came up to him and didn't come with enough lead in his pencil. And then you saw Willie Parker, bam, he gives you one of those quick stiff arms, and he left Medea on the ground.
Second and 3, the ball at the 9. Parker, 8 rushes, 36 yards so far. Miller motions right. The give is straight ahead to Parker, and Parker kind of leans to the 6. And he's pretty close to the first down. Rashad Genty, the rookie from Central Florida, at strong side backer, makes the tackle, but it is a first and goal at the 6 of Cincinnati. And that'll be the final play of the opening period. The Steelers right now very much have momentum on their side, and they're running the football with authority. That's the end of the first quarter with a score. Pittsburgh 7, the Bengals nothing.
Steelers fans, if your child is between the ages of 7 and 14, stop by any area Dick's Sporting Goods store and register for your chance to be the Steelers reporter for a day. Each week during the 2006 NFL regular season, one lucky Steelers fan between the ages of 7 and 14 will be selected to interview a player at the Steelers practice facility to be broadcast during the Steelers Kids Zone show on UPN. Just stop by and register at any area Dick's Sporting Goods store. Remember, every season starts at Dick's.
Want the fastest route to free fuel? Make all your everyday purchases earn fuel perks. How? Before you spend $50 on books and music CDs at the bookstore, stop by Giant Eagle and use your Giant Eagle Advantage card to buy a gift card for that amount to a place like Barnes & Noble. You'll earn 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Get-Go for that purchase alone. Imagine how fast your Giant Eagle fuel perks will add up if you use gift cards for all your everyday purchases. Available at participating locations. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Welcome back, everybody. Ellis Cannon right here at Heinz Field. The Steelers leading the Bengals after one quarter, 7-0, and threatening. That the Shea interception got us thinking. A lot is made about Cincinnati. What happens when they win the takeaway battle? They're 19-1 under Coach Marvin Lewis. When that happens, that's nothing new to the Steelers. Pittsburgh is tied for second in takeaways across the league over the past 12 years. It certainly looks like it's going their way right now. Willie Parker, by the way, 9 touches, 39 yards. Keep an eye on that this afternoon. Steeler fans, call your local Pizza Hut now and have your pizza by halftime. Check your local listings for a Pizza Hut near you. Let's send it down to Wolf.
Hey, guys. No, we've been talking about Sam Adams pregame and touch. You're talking about the wounded Grizzly. If anybody's got more mojo going on right now than Kendall Simmons, I don't know, because right now he's taking the wounded Grizzly and he's punishing the wounded Grizzly. Kendall Simmons is on fire. How do you know? Because the big Grizzly's been on the ground twice in a row on running plays.
First and goal at the Bengals 6. Two tight ends for Pittsburgh. Ben steps in with an offset backfield to the left. Kreider crabs right. Fake right. Back is Ben. Throws it for the end zone. Intercepted in the end zone to run it out. Oh, and it's tackled at the 2-yard line. Intercepted by Medea Williams, who had stepped in front of the intended receiver, Heath Miller, and they fortunately tackle him as he came out of the end zone. So the Bengals play takeaway in the red zone from Heinz Field. Steelers football continues with a score, 7-0 Pittsburgh.
Are you a Steelers fan? Now you can follow the team 24-7 with Steelers 24-7 only on Comcast On Demand. See a day in the life of your favorite player. Witness the never-before-seen ring ceremony or catch This Week in Steelers Country. Steelers 24-7. Exclusive. Free. Total coverage only on Comcast. If you have a cable box, you already have Steelers 24-7. If you don't, call 1-800-COMCAST today and be a true Steelers fan. Some restrictions apply. Call Comcast for details.
I'm a Ford truck man, that's all I drive.
Truck season is back, and that means huge savings on remaining 2006 models, including America's best-selling truck, Ford F-150. Now take $4,500 cash back on an 06 F-150 Supercab. That's $4,500 back. Plus, get a 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty, including roadside assistance. Truck season ends soon. See your neighborhood Ford store now. Cash back on Supercab only. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 10206. Powertrain extended service plan. See dealer for contract details.
This is Bill Hillgrove with a Cricket Wireless Game Plan. 44,000 unlimited anytime minutes and unlimited U.S. long distance for just $45 a month with no signed contracts and no credit checks. And when you buy a new Cricket phone, you'll get your first month free and there's no activation fee. Visit us at any local Cricket location or go to mycricket.com today. New activations only. Unlimited refers to calls and messages from your area to the U.S. excluding Alaska. Taxes and fees extra. Restrictions apply. This is Bill Hillgrove reminding you to stay tuned this season as we kick off the Cricket Wireless Special Team.
There were several great plays that stood out during the Steelers' championship run last season. Heartland Homes and the Steelers want you to vote for the most outstanding play from 2005. Your vote could win you a trip for two to Hawaii in February. Log on to Steelers.com and check the homepage for Heartland Homes. Memories that last a lifetime. Medea Williams intercepting. Tackled at the three of the Bengals start first and ten. They line up in an I formation with two tight ends and a flanker left. The turn to give to Rudy Johnson. Rudy cuts it back and gets 2 yards up to the five. The six-year man from Auburn runs into the waiting arms of James Farrier.
You know, getting back to the interception by Medea Williams, what happened was the Steelers were too tight, and Heath Miller was the flanker back on the right side, and he just comes across the middle. The ball was badly thrown, and Medea Williams is waiting right there. That's the third time he was going for Heath Miller across the middle. But here's a significant thing. The Bengals, who have not been able to stop the Steelers so far this morning, this afternoon, they went to a Bears 46 defense to create pressure.
Second and eight from the five. Johnson into the pile. The pile doesn't move very much. 1 yard, that's all. Ike Taylor in run support came up and put the hammer on Rudy.
Okay, now get it back to the interception. Medea Williams should have downed it in the end zone because he makes a crucial mistake trying to bring that out. Now they're stuck in the closed end zone of the Heinz Field where it's probably the loudest. And if you get a turnover down there, it means instant points for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Carson Palmer surveys the Steelers' defense. He'll run an empty set on third and seven from the six snuff. Yep, he's going to grab a man next to him, throws a quick screen out to the left. The Steelers are going after him. Look, I've got a first down. That is T.J. Hushmanzada following his blocking up over the 10, the 15, the 20, and gets to the 24-yard line. Ryan Clark finally gets to him. T.J. limps off the field.
One of the things that I've noticed about the wide receivers for Cincinnati this year is they're blocking a lot better downfield. That time, although they did get Eric Steinbeck out there from his guard position, they also had big old Kelly Washington blocking, and the tight end was out there as well.
18-yard gain out to the 24 and a third down conversion for Cincinnati. Now they go audible with two receivers right to the wide side and one to the boundary left. They hand it off to Kenny Watson, and Kenny goes into the pile up. Rudy Johnson goes into the pile. Clark Hagans comes up and makes the tackle, and that will be no gain on the play to the 24-yard line.
See, I'm really surprised, Billy. Last week, the Bengals ran very well out of three wide receivers. I don't know why they're going with regular people, which means a tight end and a fullback.
Palmer steps in after looking at the Steelers' deployment. Now he goes to a full-blown audible. Plenty of time on the huddle clock. 14 seconds as Palmer steps back in. On second and 10 from his 24, Steelers show blitz. Here they come. Palmer back, fires a pass. It's caught up at the 35-yard line by Chad Johnson in front of Deshae Townsend, and that is a Bengals first down.
Okay, that time they go to three wide receivers, no fullback, one tight end. The tight end is Reggie Kelly. But Reggie Kelly's been lining up at the fullback position. This is where you spread the Steelers out. They also have run very effectively out of this.
11-yard gain out to the 35. First down Bengals. Palmer steps in, surveys, and now another audible.
See, what Carson Palmer's trying to see if the Steelers are in zone or not, and they use Reggie Kelly to determine that.
Palmer is back. Deep drop. He looks. He fires underneath. The pass is caught, and the tackle's made at the 40-yard line by Larry Foote. On the receiver, Rudy Johnson out of the backfield.
One of the things about the no huddle that I've noticed is early in the game when you use it, it seems like it takes a while for the defense to make the proper adjustments. Last week against Cleveland, the first two drives that Cincinnati used it, they were able to march the length of the field. Then it seemed like Cleveland adjusted to the speed of the game.
Second and five, Bengals at their 40. Again, an audible for Carson Palmer. Bengals have taken this ball from the shadow of their own posts out to the 40 for a second and five. Palmer is back, has time. Dumps it over the middle. The pass is caught, and that looks like a first down to Rudy Johnson. James Ferrier made the tackle right near the lead stick.
So what the Bengals want to do is they're going with their three receivers package. They want to see if the Steelers adjust by bringing in another safety or another corner in kind of a different variation nickel. If they don't, he's going to throw the ball. If the Steelers bring in an extra defensive back, then he's going to try to run the ball.
From the Bengals 45, penalty markers down.
False start, number 63 of the offense. 5-yard penalty, still first down.
Former Eagle guard Bobby Williams, seventh-year man from Arkansas. The guilty party for Cincinnati.
And the other thing that could be a challenge is that when you're going no huddle, this defense has to realize what personnel groupings on the field from their standpoint. You don't want to get caught with 12 guys on the field or conversely with 10 guys on the field.
Bengals first and 15 from their 40. Palmer steps in again, surveys, and calls an audible. And the crowd expresses their discontent. And now there's a marker down, and this thing is whistled down.
Timeout, Cincinnati.
So no marker.
Before the delay of game.
Well, and he calls timeout right before the play clock ran out, and good move by Carson Palmer.
So, from Heinz Field, Steelers football continues in the second quarter with 10-10 to go. The score, Pittsburgh 7, Cincinnati nothing.
Toyota quality and technology continue to be among the best in the industry. So it's no wonder that most Toyotas exceed the industry average for retained value. And that's important because most new vehicles today will lose about half their value in the first 3 years. So consider the brand with a history of being a better value today and tomorrow. Toyota, moving forward.
The point of commercials is, of course, to get you to do something. For example, we'd like you to go to Geico.com and get a free rate quote. But if you're still not reaching for your mouse, at least do this for me. Call a friend who has Geico and ask some questions. Can Geico really save me that much money? Is their claim service as good as, well, they claim? Are they really available 24/7? Once you get your answers, we'll be right here.
Go to Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Classic moments in NFL history presented by Lay's brand potato chips. Super Bowl 40, Pittsburgh versus Seattle. A slow first half made for an exciting second when Pittsburgh put the game away on a receiver-to-receiver touchdown pass. You too can make your game day experience a true classic with the irresistible great taste of Lay's brand potato chips. Proud partner of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And don't forget to go to Lay's.com and enter for your chance to win a trip for two to the Super Bowl in South Florida. No purchase necessary. You must be 13 years of age or older to enter. See official rules at Lay's.com for details. Void where prohibited.
Sirius Radio.
Sirius. Back at Heinz Field, Steelers up 7-0, but the Bengals have been driving. Billy, they've come out from the shadow of their own goalposts, and they've been doing it with the no huddle. They've been mixing the Steelers up. Steelers just a little defensively, a little bit flat-footed. Now, what people don't understand, that sometimes the crowd noise can affect the defense as well, because they're making checks up there. But I think the one thing I love about the Steelers is they are all on the same page, and they do a great job of communicating to one another.
Palmer under center on first and 15 at his 40. He's back. He plants. He has time. Now he's going to run. He comes forward and takes the hook slide at the 45-yard line, picks up 5 yards, and was content to do that. The Steelers converging, especially Larry Foote, and he decided to do the hook slide.
And once again, the Steelers are running the no huddle. Now, they're doing it out of three wide receivers and one tight end, but they've been using Reggie Kelly at fullback, even though he's a tight end. Sometimes they'll take him out of the fullback position, and then they'll line him back up at tight end.
Ball at the Bengals, 45, second and 10, offset backfield left, slot right, receiver to the left. That's the boundary side. Back is Palmer. He has time. Fires it over the middle. It's caught for a first down by Chris Henry at the Pittsburgh 35. Tackled by Troy Polamalu, but Carson Palmer put the ball right on the money, and now the Bengals are in Pittsburgh territory.
And they're still going out of non-huddle. The Steelers are rotating their defensive linemen. The one thing about that no huddle is it increases the tempo of the game. The way the Bengals are using their offense, throwing a lot of down the field and out, that defensive line's getting huffed and puffed.
20-yard gain to the Pittsburgh 35. Again, an audible for Carson Palmer. Steeler bench asking the crowd to try to be disruptive here. Palmer, offset backfield right, is back to throw it again. He's hit as he throws it. The pass is complete on the far sideline for a couple of yards to T.J. Hushmanzada, but Deshaun Townsend was closing quickly. Aaron Smith came in and gave Carson Palmer what for as he delivered that football.
You know, Aaron Smith just cannot be blocked. I mean, he does a great job. He runs through Bobby Williams. He runs through Willie Anderson when he's playing on him. That time he was lined up inside on the guard, Bobby Williams, and he just blew right past him. Bobby Williams looked like a turnstile.
Cincinnati, second and seven at the Pittsburgh 32. Palmer under center is back. Throws the out pattern near side. Henry has it. He's hit. And he gets the first down, however, to the Pittsburgh 23. And now we got people going at it. Out of bounds on the near sideline. That is Ike Taylor and Chris Henry. And the officials quickly step in and settle things.
See, now Chris Henry started that. Ike Taylor got back in his face after. If Ike Taylor would have acted like he jacked him and went down, you might have seen the flag on Chris Henry.
8 yard gain for a first down to the 24.
And you know what it's the Bengals trying to do? They're trying to show we are not intimidated. If you hit us, we're going to hit you right back.
Well, now they put the ball at the 23, so call it a 9 yard gain. Palmer has 8 consecutive completions. Sets up in an eye, slot left. Hands it off to Johnson. Johnson through the hole, stumbles inside the 20 and gets down to about the 16. For 7 yards. Ryan Clark applied the tackle.
You know, Bill, that's the part of this offense that kind of scares me the most, that they run the ball well out of a spread formation, and the Steelers probably are not as good when you spread them out, stopping the run.
Now Casey Hampton back on the field for Pittsburgh at his nose tackle position over Eric Gajcik, the center. Second and 3, the Bengals at the Pittsburgh 16. Steelers blitz. Rudy Johnson runs into a wall and is going to go back to the line of scrimmage, and that's all. It'll be 3rd down and 3. Aaron Smith, good job to get Johnson off his feet.
See, you know, Willie Anderson, that's a mismatch. Although, yeah, Willie Anderson's been to the Pro Bowl, but he cannot take Aaron Smith off the ball. As a matter of fact, you know, the way Aaron Smith plays the run, you're better off running away from him.
Bengals now are 3 of 4 on 3rd down situations. They have a 3rd and 3 at the Pittsburgh 16. They trail 7-0, but they're threatening. Tight formation for the Bengals. Palmer steps in, but it's a passing look. Here's the blitz. They throw a timing pattern near side. It's caught by Henry at the pylon, and that's a touchdown for Cincinnati. He jumped up over Ike Taylor and pulled it out of the air for a 16-yard touchdown.
I'm wondering if that right foot got in. It happened right below us, and Henry just goes way up in the air and comes down 1 foot, and that second foot was on his right foot. So,
97-yard drive by the Bengals to completely flip this ball game around. The Steelers had intercepted, had driven deep into Bengals territory with a 1st and goal at the 6. But then Ben was intercepted by Medea Williams, and this game has turned in favor of the visitors. Shane Graham to try the point after, Larson to hold, and St. Louis to snap it. The ball is down, the kick is up, and this game is tied with 6:34 to go, 2nd quarter. From Heinz Field, Steelers football continues with a score, Pittsburgh 7, Cincinnati 7.
I was always kind of big. My old pictures, I was pretty big. My parents started to get worried. It's changed a lot now. My doctor's been helping, my school's been helping. I'm not afraid to try on clothes anymore. I love my team picture. I'm not big in it. It's awesome.
Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield is leading the fight against childhood obesity through the Highmark Challenge for Healthier Schools, which includes the nationally recognized KidShape program, grants to schools that support physical activity and healthy diet initiatives, and the Spark Active Recreation Program for after-school and summer camps. Managing childhood obesity can head off high blood pressure, diabetes, asthma, even depression. And it can lead to a better outlook on life. Having a helping hand in the places we call home, while helping you have a greater hand in your health. Highmark Blue Cross Blue Shield, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Meet Buck, your money's best friend. It doesn't matter how much you make or how old you are. When it comes to money, we all have questions. Let Buck fetch you the answers at moneysbestfriend.com. Sponsored by the Pennsylvania Department of Banking, Edward G. Rendell, Governor.
Waynesburg College offers graduate programs at three Pittsburgh locations in South Point, the North Hills, and Monroeville. With evening programs in business, nursing, education, and psychology, visit the web at waynesburg.edu. Waynesburg College, classroom tonight, leader tomorrow.
Sirius Radio.
Sirius.
Hey, Steelers fans, it's the Hers Snack Food Crunch Time with a score, Pittsburgh 7, Cincinnati 7. Listen to 102.5 WDBE tomorrow between 1 and 2 p.m. with Michelle Michaels. Be the correct caller when she asks for the Crunch Time score, and you'll win a $100 gift certificate to Dick's Sporting Goods. How about that Bengal drive? 97 yards in 14 plays. They took 8:19 off the second quarter clock.
Huge. That's at least a 10, maybe a 14-point swing.
Here's the run-up by Shane Graham in the kickoff, and he kind of squibs this one. Steelers let it bounce through the wicket. Going back to down into the end zone will be Ricardo Coakley. He and Santonio Holmes looked at each other as that squib kick went right between them.
Boy, you hate that. I mean, you got two guys back there that have some capabilities. At least one of them's got to field it.
From Heinz Field, Steelers football continues with this game deadlocked at 7-7.
I'm a Ford truck man. That's all I drive.
Truck season is on, and you can get 0% APR for 60 months on an 06 Explorer, even without exceptional credit. Plus, get a 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty, including roadside assistance. See your neighborhood Ford store before truck season ends.
Not all buyers qualify for Ford Credit limited-term financing. 60-month Ford Credit APR financing at $16.67 per month for 1,000 finance with zero down. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 10206. Powertrain extended service plan. See dealer for contract details.
They come from around the corner and around the world. They bring smiles, frowns, surprise, hope. They are the stories whose heroes are the people, places, and events of our lives here and now. In Western Pennsylvania, filled with care and insight on the pages of the Post-Gazette, where every day you will find the stories that touch our lives.
Heinz knows food and football, and when it comes to great deals, we're in the red zone. If you're looking for a big hit for your next cookout, dinner, tailgate party, or any get-together, look for the Heinz Red Zone specially priced items. Here's what's heading for the Heinz Red Zone this week.
Catch the savings in the Heinz Red Zone at Giant Eagle and save on Bagel Bites, Boston Market Frozen Meals, and Heinz Tomato Ketchup. Plus, Heinz and Giant Eagle will donate to the Extra Mile Education Foundation with every score.
Heinz Red Zone, where everyone's a winner.
We now pause for station identification on the Pittsburgh Steelers Radio Network.
You're listening to Steelers Football on the exclusive satellite radio partner of the NFL, Sirius Satellite Radio.
Sirius Radio.
After the touchback, the Steelers in a 7-7 game start first and 10 at their 20. Bengals amazing in the red zone, 9-for-9 scores this year. Heath Miller motions left and settles. Then, straight back to throw it on first down. Fires it. The pass is broken up on a reach around up at the 35-yard line. Intended, therefore, the Steelers receiver, but Delta O'Neal reached around Cedric Wilson and batted the ball incomplete.
You know, just looking, it almost looks like when Ben is in the pocket, he's not as comfortable as he is when he's out. And that time, I tried to throw right between Delta O'Neal and Case Vaharn to safety to that side.
Second down and 10. Steelers line up in the eye with a flanker tight to the right side of the formation. That is Hines Ward. Pinches. The give to Willie Parker. Hesitates. Finds a crease up over the 25 and leans to the 29 for 9 yards, setting up a third and short. Tripped up at the 29 by Justin Smith, the former first-round pick out of Missouri, who was the overall number 4 pick in the year 2001.
You know, coming into this year, the Bengals really felt that with Sam Adams, he was the missing link, that now they were going to be a good run-stop defense. You know, they did hold Cleveland to 50 yards, and their average in the first two games was 85 yards on the ground a game. But that's Kansas City and Cleveland. Steelers are a whole different story.
Third and one, the Steelers go to Parker, and Parker bangs his way up to the 30, to the 31, first down Pittsburgh. Needed one, got two, tackled by Landon Johnson, but not soon enough for Cincinnati's sake.
Well, it looks like to me that the Steelers took, offensive line, took last week's loss personal, and they've come out with a surge today.
Extremely personal, Tunks. You know, you watch them. They're finishing the blocks. They're coming around. They're trying to drive the guy into the ground. And when they get him on the ground, they do the push-up off the guy to make sure he knew who put him on the ground. So they definitely have taken last Monday night's game personal.
Steelers go two tight ends. First and 10, Willie Parker cuts it back to the right, breaks it outside, 40-foot race to the 50, a little head fake at the 45, and he's slammed to the turf, out of bounds on the far sideline by Medina Williams at the 43-yard line. That's a 24-yard scamper by Willie Parker.
And that's a great cutback. Now, see, the Steelers are saying, all right, we know this isn't going to be easy. We know that the Cincinnati Bengals have a good offense, so let's run the ball, eat up some clock. Willie Parker starts to his left, follows that big offensive line to his right, cuts it all the way back between Kendall Simmons and Max Starks. When you're going two tight ends, you're saying, hey, this is the kind of football the Steelers play. It's physical and it's tough. Let's see if you can stop us.
Parker now 12 for 76. Parker gets the call. No, that's Veron Haynes running left. He's going to be hit, but he gets inside that 40-yard line and gets about... five, 6 yards down to the 37.
And that time, it's just that little bitty toss. Dan Kreider's out there, picks up Landon Johnson. You've got Alan Faneca just out there. The Steelers are all out in space. And that's one thing that the Steelers do very well. Their guards are terrific in space. And then nice job by Veron Haynes waiting for the crease and then just cuts it up through for a nice little game.
Haynes dots the eye behind Kreider on second and four at the 37 of Cincinnati in a 7-7 game. Haynes cuts it back, finds heavy resistance. He's only going to get a yard down to the 36. And he's stopped there in his tracks by Landon Johnson, who filled the gap.
And that's Landon Johnson again. I've got to tell you what, he's got a great little peekaboo style. He waits, and then he sees where he thinks the running back's going to be. And he kind of knifes in there. He's not a big guy. He's only 230 pounds. He's not going to come up there and try to rack you. But what he'll do is sometimes he'll just kind of nip at your ankles.
Steelers are 5 for 5 on third downs in this 7-7 game. They have a third and 3 at the 36 against the Bengals' nickel look. Ben in the shotgun with Haynes to his left. Gets the snap. He's back. Steps up in the pocket. Dumps it off. It pulled in. First down at the 25, at the 24. Hines Ward crossing pattern in front of Medina Williams. And the Steelers are 6 for 6 on third downs, and they're driving again.
Do you remember that in the movie Butch Cassidy, the Sundance Kid, when Sundance Kid's kid says, can I move? I'm better when I move. And that's like Ben. You know, he steps up in the pocket. He's waiting. Then he moves up, kind of avoids a rush. He sees Hines coming across the middle. Hines fakes to the outside, loses Medillo, comes to the inside, and Ben puts it right on the mark.
For 11 yards and a first down at the 25 of the Bengals. Heath Miller motions left. And they give to Parker. He cuts it back right. He's going to run into resistance, and he's going to fall forward for about 2 yards. That's all. Looked like the play was going to develop to a greater answer there, but getting to his feet was middle backer Brian Simmons, and he brought him down after an advance of 2.
You know, Wolf, isn't it funny how sometimes, you know, we're using the bear analogy. Sometimes you get the bear. Sometimes the bear gets you. That time they tried to double-team Sam. I think he split it and tossed them both.
You know what, Sam actually didn't, he made the upfield penetration. He didn't get a hand on him, but he made enough that, you know what, you see that big number 95 as he's waddling at you.
Steelers go one back this time, and Ben's going to throw it. He's back. He dumps it off, and it's almost intercepted. Reaching up and batting the ball was Justin Smith, and he tried to gather it in, and fortunately, he knocked it down. It's third down and 8.
Wow. Ooh. That could have been very bad. And, you know, this time Ben's looking to his left side the whole way. And, you know, give Justin Smith credit. He's on scholarship, too. He waited. It looked like he was playing draw anyways.
And that brings us to the two-minute warning timeout with a score, Pittsburgh 7, Cincinnati 7. This is the Pittsburgh Steelers Football Network.
This is Hines Ward of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm probably the last person you would expect to like quitters, but I do want you to become one. If you smoke or use tobacco products, I want you to quit. The Pennsylvania Department of Health and I encourage you to be a quitter. Stop smoking or using any form of tobacco. For help quitting, call the PA Free Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW. That's 1-800-784-8669. Or log on to www.state.pa.us. Keyword, health.
Brought to you by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Edward G. Rendell, Governor.
solid foundation, commitment, experience, and exceeding expectations. Those are all words used to portray the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they're the same words used to describe Heartland Homes. For over 20 years, Heartland Homes has been constructing the highest quality custom homes and have earned the reputation as one of Pittsburgh's top home builders. Build your next dream home with the winning team. Heartland Homes is proud to be the preferred builder of the Pittsburgh Steelers. For more information, contact Heartland Homes at loveheartland.com. Visit Weavertown Village on Weavertown Road in North Strabane for Heartland Homes Asheville Carriage Home Model Grand Opening.
Have just one car accident and your insurance rates could skyrocket up to 40%. Allstate thinks it's time that changed. So they offer accident forgiveness. Get it today and your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Are you in good hands?
Sign up for your choice auto insurance today, only from Allstate. Call a local Allstate agent or 1-888-ALLSTATE. Features optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Attention Steelers fans, listen to the Steelers' first offensive drive of the second half, the Subway Select drive of the game. If the Steelers score on the first offensive drive of the second half, the following day you can get a free 6-inch Buffalo Chicken Sub with the purchase of a 6-inch Buffalo Chicken Sub and a Coke at participating Subway locations. Subway, eat fresh. Ben Roethlisberger in the first drive, 3 of 4 for 57 yards ever since. He's 2 of 8 for 24 yards, and he's thrown a pick. Now faces a 3rd and 8 at the 23-yard line of Cincinnati with this game tied at 7-7.
Well, the thing about the Bengals, I mean, they're not a good defense from the standpoint of stopping teams, but they're a terrific defense in takeaways. Last year they had 44 takeaways and only 20 giveaways, so they're plus 24 in the giveaway-takeaway department.
Ben's in the shotgun, 3rd and 8 at the 23 of the Bengals. Sidecar each way. Pinching motion from Ward from the right. Ben gets the snap. He's back. He scrambles in the pocket. He's still scrambling. Now he's going to be hit and sacked back at the 30-yard line. It was a covered sack. Nobody was open, and Robert Gethers came up his back and wrestled him down.
Well, you know, he had one of those where it almost looked like he was going to run. He fades back to pass, and then he steps up to avoid big old Gethers, and then he tries to come back because there was Byron Robinson was standing there waiting for him.
It's a 7-yard loss. It's 4th and 15 at the 30 with 1:28 to go. Decision time for the Steelers sideline.
Yeah, that's one of the things where if you're a quarterback, you drop back to pass, the pocket collapses. You step up, you can't step back. You know, you're up.
Timeout.
Make a move.
Pittsburgh.
Steelers run the huddle clock down to 2 seconds before calling a timeout there first. So with a score 7-7 between Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. This is the Pittsburgh Steelers Football Network.
What does it take to build a solid future with good pay and benefits? A career in masonry, working with brick, stone, tile, marble, terrazzo, plaster, cement, and restoration. And the best way to become a masonry craft worker is to join the Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers Union. They also provide free training at the International Masonry Institute, where you'll learn what it takes to be the best. If you want a solid career or the best contractors, call 1-800-JOBS-IMI and build a better future.
Is it the flu, or could it be your flu? Help your family stay healthy and warm this winter. Contact a certified plumber or technician to get your furnace and chimney flu checked now. This message brought to you by Equitable Gas Company.
If you're planning any digging or excavating, be sure that the person doing the digging or excavating calls the Pennsylvania One Call Notification System at 1-800-242-1776. State law requires 3 working days notice before digging begins. For more info, go to paonecall.org.
Hey Steelers fans, be sure to look for the Steelers Advantage logo on specially marked Kraft and Nabisco products at your neighborhood Giant Eagle. Purchase these products with your Giant Eagle Advantage card now through December 13th and be entered to win exclusive Steelers prizes. You could win a Steelers Black and Gold party at your house with 50 of your friends featuring Steelers players, or have your home play host to a Steelers huddle show on WDBE. Look for the Steelers Advantage display inside participating Giant Eagle stores. See your neighborhood Giant Eagle for sweepstakes details.
Greg Wolfman on the sidelines of Heinz Field. Now, pregame, I'm talking to Jeff Reed. I say, okay, you got swirling winds. What do you do if the winds shift while you're coming up on your approach. He says, you got to make your decision to where you're going to drive the ball as you're approaching the ball. Now, the problem is the flags on top of the field goal posts are going blown from winds right to left, but the flags at the top of the stadium are blowing from left to right. So I don't know what you do now. You just kick the doggone ball.
Warren to snap. Gardocki to hold, a 48-yarder attempt here from the right hash mark for Jeff Reed. 65% of his career from this range. This kick is partially blocked, and it goes into the end zone. And that will be Cincinnati's ball with a pretty decent field position.
John Thornton got the mitt on that from the inside. And, because of the swirling winds, you try to drive the ball a little bit more. When you're trying to drive a little, you don't get as much height on it.
So, from Heinz Field, Steelers football continues with a score 7-7.
There's a place where cell phones never ring, where beepers don't beep, where sirens and car horns are replaced by far more pleasing tones, where the loudest thing you'll hear is a force of nature. Where is this place? The mountain. Cool and refreshing as a mountain stream. Smooth Busch beer and easy drinking Busch Light. Head to the mountains of Busch beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Only in Pennsylvania.
Now entering the game, Gus, the second most famous groundhog in Pennsylvania.
Okay, fellas, we've got a game to play. Let's show everyone out here how it's done.
You've got it, Gus. What's the plan?
Simple. Grab an instant ticket from the Pennsylvania Lottery, then just a little scratch, and you could win all kinds of cash prizes.
Score one for Gus.
Hey, the fun's just getting started. The Pennsylvania Lottery has loads of new instant games every month, so you've always got a chance to win.
New games? Are we going to have to practice anything different?
Nope. All we have to remember is one thing. Keep on scratching.
The Pennsylvania Lottery benefits older Pennsylvanians every day. Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly.
Sirius Radio.
All right, back at Heinz Field, 7-7. That's twice the Steelers have been in.